This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On Wednesday's Traveling the Bluegrass, we begin sharing the story of retired agribusiness owner Charles Petty, who owned Kentucky American Seed. Petty says his success is owed to the great farmers he's worked with over the years.
Their support, their stamp of approval, and their actual patronage made all the difference in the world, because without those kind of people, you don't accomplish much.
Petty says agriculture needs to remember those who made it what it is today.
Agriculture doesn't come to the forefront more than we are and take advantage of the opportunity to show people that agriculture is something that's one of the best industries, the most influential, and the most important industries.
He adds patriotism has always been important through his business, as evidenced by the former Private America Petty portrayed in television commercials.
He was a more of a kind of tongue-in-cheek thing, but also at that time, we wanted to emphasize that America is where we are and where we live, and that's who we ought to be supporting.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Charles Pace says his life in agriculture has been rewarding.
In FFA, back in the high school age, to growing up and living in business, and in even in your relationships with all activities.
He hopes he's made a difference in the agriculture community over the years.
Agriculture has been good to us. It's been something we love, and when we no longer live here and we pass away, we'll still hopefully leave with that idea that we loved agriculture and we did everything to try to improve it.
All Traveling Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.